Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Black Expat. My name is Carl, and I'm excited to be rocking with you guys for yet another episode. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and my previous two podcasts, I covered two things, right? So I wanted to introduce different ways or different styles or different methods that different people were using to get out, live abroad, live adventurously, and have different unique experiences when traveling, right? So my way was graduate college. Boom, went straight abroad, ended up staying out there for 7 years. Other people, Mike Pace, if you listen to that podcast, he ended up staying in Chicago, you know, saving money, going to school, going to grad school, being in Kellogg's, and then saving up to be able to travel throughout the year 6 or 7 times. Another person, name was Ivy, she did a homestay, right? And that was a great podcast. So check out Homestay Heroines. It was a great podcast. I got to talk to Ivy, who went from Taiwan to Michigan, North Branch, Michigan, to be specific, to live with the family there on a farm, learn how to ride horses, watch lambs give birth, cows, chickens, all that crazy stuff. Not crazy stuff, but just amazing stuff. And I also got to talk to the host family. We actually got to go and visit the host family in North Branch, Michigan. So that was a very, very powerful podcast. Hope you guys can check that out. But today, what are we focusing on? What are we talking about today? Expat problems, right? So as you guys know, if you've been listening, following along, which I hope you have, I've been, just got back from Taiwan, been in Chicago for about 2 months now, traveling all over the United States so far. You know, I've been to a few different states, looking to continue to travel. But the more people I've been meeting while traveling, and the more conversations I've been having with expats who've come back for the holidays, or, you know, just talking to expats back home and them giving me feedback on the podcast, is that what problems do expats face, or do we have, or do we run into when we come back, when we're talking to families, you know, things of that nature? What kinds of things or problems do we face often, right? Because I've been talking a little bit about issues I faced in places, or so in Taiwan, what issues I had, or in, you know, I was traveling to, you know, through this particular airport, you know, the airport in Dubai is massive. That's a problem that I had to deal with, or things that you have to deal with when you come back home, specifically with family. But I kind of want to talk in general, just about general expat problems that we run into and general expat problems that, you know, we have. So the first thing, and again, this actually came in, I was talking to a young lady and she brought this up and we got into a detailed conversation about it. But, you know, when you're just out, and the first thing, I'll just go out and say it. Yeah, all of our stories are about traveling, right? If you're an expat and you live in Taiwan and you work as a teacher or you work in any profession, it doesn't really matter. But if you've been living abroad for some time, most people, not I'm going to say all of us, but most expats have done a significant amount of traveling. Because they live in a different country, it kind of goes hand in hand. Again, it's not for everybody, but most of us. So sometimes, you know, when you're having a conversation, I realized that when I was in Michigan, we'd be talking about something. I'm like, yeah, and one time when I was in this country, this happened. You know, oh, yeah, like, cool. That happened to me one time when I was in Singapore. And, you know, it sounds cool, you know, like for the first one or two stories. But when you've been abroad for as long as I have, or just for an extended period of time, and, you know, you're talking to just random people that you meet, or your family, your friends, you kind of, if you sit back and listen to yourself, a lot of our stories start with, in this place, right? So, oh yeah, in Taiwan, you know, because you kind of be specific about where it happened, not because you're trying to say I've been to all these places and it sounds cool, but, you know, just because it didn't happen in our backyard. Like, it's weird to say, yeah, I was walking down the street at the traditional market and I saw a chicken get his head cut off. The first question they're going to ask is, where was that? So you kind of lead with in Taiwan or in Singapore, in China or in Africa, right? You kind of have to lead that way. And it's cool the first two times. When you really sit back and you look at people's faces, sometimes, I know for me, it feels like I'm not trying to brag, or I'm not even bragging in any way, shape, or form. However, it comes off that way, because every story or every time I'm chiming in with, you know, some feedback or opinions or anything like that, it starts with, yeah, in this place around the world, or in this country, or just in the country I've been living in for 7 years, this is where this happened. And again, we don't do it, especially for me personally, I don't do it to sound arrogant or to, you know, to rub it in people's faces that I've traveled all over the world. No, not by any means. But it kind of can come off that way. And I could see that. You know, if somebody's constantly saying, yeah, at work, this happened at work, I did this friend from work or this friend from that place, I could, you know, grow not comfortable with that. Or, you know, grow intolerable of that particular experience. And I understand, or hearing those things, and I can understand that. But I just want to point that out, is that is an expat problem. That is absolutely a problem that we are faced with, that we deal with, that we encounter a lot. Because it's like, man, I don't want to keep talking about the places I've been, but I kind of do want to keep talking about the places I've been and the things that I've been able to do. that's kind of cool. Like, the things I've done are kind of cool. Just the same way if you said you went down to Florida and you wrestled with some alligators or something. That's cool. I want to hear about that story. You went skiing in Vermont. I want to hear about that because I haven't done it. But not all of your stories are going to start at one time in Vermont, you know? So I do understand that. But that is a huge expat problem, right? A lot of our stories take place in a different place and are about traveling, have traveling involved, have a different place involved. And we don't want to sound arrogant or come off sounding a certain way, but it does. It happens. The second thing, and this is a little bit more, you know, simple than point number one. The second thing is we need a ride to the airport, to a lot of places, right? So if you've been living abroad as long as I have, you don't have a car. It's hard to get around. When you come back from traveling, you didn't park your car at the parking garage and pay $10 a day for a month, 2 months, or even a year. That's ridiculous and a ridiculous amount of money. We need rides more times than not to the airport. If you're like me, it's from Chicago, but live a little bit far out from Chicago, that's like an hour drive. And it's usually during a time where flights are cheap. So it's not like, you know, at night or early in the morning before work or after work in the evening. It's like dead in the middle of the day. And it's hard to find a ride. You don't want to pay $50 for an Uber. You know, you can give your friend $10 on gas or $20 on gas to take you. You know, you don't want to be dropped off by a stranger and then your last goodbye be to somebody you probably never going to see again or just plain don't know. Right? That's weird. You want to be either from a friend, a family, sibling, you know, something like that. But that's a problem because it's hard to find that. It also becomes annoying if you come back once, twice, three, four, five times a year. Say, hey, I know you picked me up last time and I know I'm inconveniencing you, but can you take off work for a little bit? Come pick me up, drop me off at home, and then go back to work, right? It's weird, but that's a problem that we face all the time. Get simple things as getting a ride to and from the airport. All the other stuff we can figure it out. Grocery shopping, you know, you can figure it out, borrow your sibling's car, do something, but just getting back and forth to the airport is tough stuff. The third thing, you guys don't think this is crazy, but talking to someone, an expat, someone living out in Taiwan, another person living in Singapore, they're like, man, what are taxes? Because right, I moved to Taiwan when I was 21. So, I mean, I filed taxes, but, you know, not as in depth as everyone else does, you know, to get the biggest refund. It was back in the day, it was real simple. I wasn't making as much. File taxes, you know, get $100-$200 back. But, you know, in Taiwan, I was living there for so long, I filed taxes there. And it's like, man, should you file taxes in America? Each year I had to renew my contract. And sometimes it was beneficial to file taxes because I knew I would be back in the year. Sometimes it wasn't. It's like, nah, can't do that. And some people are just plain confused on the taxes process for expats. And as many websites and commercials and places that say, oh, it's easy, we'll simplify it for you, it's not that hard, just do it this way, just take this and put this here. No, it's never that simple. And you never know if you're doing it right, and you never know how much you're going to get back or if you're going to owe. You don't want to owe. You're like, why would I owe money to a place I'm not even living in? You know, just all these problems kind of come up. And that's an expat problem. Figuring out taxes. It's tough. It's hard. Right? You're not back at home. There are no financial tax advisors abroad, usually, that are conveniently located that are going to work with you to make sure you're not cheated and aren't going to cheat you either. And imagine trying to file your tax and balancing that between filing taxes in Taiwan, going to work, balancing your work schedule, balancing your travel schedule, faxing papers back and forth, emailing papers back and forth, putting all your personal business either in the mail or online. Like, that's, it's challenging. It's not something you want to do either. I mean, some people really enjoy tax time. It's like, yeah, getting money back. Some people like us are like, man, I don't know if I'm going to get money back or not. All I know is I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a part of this at all. But, you know, it's how the cookie crumbles. That's how the cookie crumbles. It's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. Number four. Now, this is something that happens. You know, you come back. You want to go see everybody. You know, you get your rental car. Or you borrow a car from somebody. You want to go out. And, you know, thank God for technology. GPS, Google Maps, regular maps, all that. But before all that, first came back, you just kind of forget where people live. Like, if I had a nickel for every time I have to say, can you text me your address? Text me your address one more time. Can you text me your address? Man, I get so tired of that. You know, again, family members that who've never moved for X amount of years, like, I know where my grandmother's house is. I know how to get there, right? My sister's house, she's been living there for 5 years now, so I know how to get there. Mom's house, dad's house. No, you know how to get to these places. But man, friends, close friends sometimes even family members, you know, you just, man, I just don't remember where you live. Can you text me your address? That's a problem, right? I know it can be annoying for people always having to send your address. I'm like, man, you don't care enough about me to remember where I live. You got to put it in your GPS. Oh, you're such a millennial. You're such whatever, whatever. It's like, nah, I just don't remember where you live. Like, I've been out of the country for a minute. I just don't remember where you live. Don't be mad, bro. I just don't remember. And I need your help. I need you to send me your address so I can get to you, right? That. Number five, and this is a question that I feel like everybody gets, no matter if you're an expat or not. But for expats, you know, it's something that we run into. It's number five, it's hard to date. It's really, 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 really hard to date. Like, and I'm talking about finding a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, wife, or what have you. It's hard to date. Now, if you're dating somebody in that particular country, I've already talked about all the cultural, you know, in that podcast, International Love, the Dating Game. I think it's podcast number 11. I already talked about how hard it is to date, or the challenges of dating in a foreign country, specifically Taiwan, or, you know, just dating period. But what I'm talking about is long distance relationship, like whether you're using Tinder, online apps, or you're just talking to somebody who you've known for a long time, who was single that you had a crush on, and you guys want to give it a go, right? You come back for 2 months, you guys end up hanging out, and now you're dating, you kind of see where it goes. You're saying, yeah, I might come back next year, I might not. You're okay with that? You can come down and visit me. No, but it's just hard to date. And a lot of times, for me, personal experience, girls just get mad. Like, they're just mad. It's like, you travel too much, or you're never here, or you're always doing something different, or it's hard for me to take you seriously. When are you going to commit to being in one place for a particular time? Like, dang, she mad. I understand why she's mad, but I also don't want to give up, you know, being who I've been, who I'm trying to be, and I've been doing this for so long. I don't want to give that up, you know, just for the sake of a relationship that may or may not turn into marriage, you know. And it sounds bad to say, but man, it's so hard. It's an expat problem, because it's like, I want to settle down, want to have a girlfriend. In a perfect world, I'd met my dream girl, and we would have went off to Taiwan together, been teaching together, living together, built a life out there together, decided to come back if we really wanted to, or we could have stayed wherever we were forever. Again, in a perfect world, in a dream world, that would be how it would have taken place. But for me personally, for a lot of people, doesn't really happen like that. Things don't work out that way, and it doesn't end up becoming that. It doesn't end up being that. And it's hard, right? It's really, really hard. It's difficult. Like, dating long distance, or just dating period, no matter where you're dating, who you're dating, where they're from, it's difficult. And that's an expat problem, right? Some expats I've met have gotten lucky. A friend of mine, old employee, met the love of her life and ended up building a life in Taiwan. Right now they're getting married in Hawaii, then going to back to America to get married, then living in Taiwan, having a baby out there. Like, they love what they're doing, love their jobs. They fell in love out there. Others had long distance relationships. Boyfriend came to live in Taiwan for a little bit, then left. They ended up breaking up. Right, it happened, and she was distraught, heartbroken. It's like, man, I feel like it was a distance that did it, and the dude was like, nah, it was just, you know, it wasn't working out. I couldn't commit to that. And that's a problem that, you know, expats are faced with a lot. Again, an expat problem that we face, you know, and it just happens. Got to work through it. Number six, this is something that run into a lot. Again, these are a little bit more simple. I'm throwing some heavy hitters in, the dating one, the taxes ones, and the stories about traveling. I'm hitting you guys with some small gems, I want to call them, some tater tots, if you will. But that's out of my budget. Now, what's out of my budget? You know, a lot of times when you come back, you want to, it's a lot. You got to rent a car that costs money. You got to get gas, and gas is high. In Chicago, it is anyway. And then you want to go make sure you see everybody. That's more driving. That's more gas. That's more energy. That's more time. If you're an entrepreneur like me and you're traveling on the road, it's hard to balance visiting people, making brunches, making dinners, you know, making lunches, going out with, you know, doing your job. Right, it's times where I'm like, man, I have to make sure I'm podcasting 3 times a week, and I have to get caught up in just seeing people, right, and then doing work for CP Travels for the company, and then doing whatever, babysitting my nieces and nephews, and making sure I spend time with my mother and grandmother, and just sitting down, talking, having those authentic conversations that, you know, you can't have because you're always on the road, you're always on the move, right? And oftentimes I'll go, for example, went to, you know, to Michigan, or I went to downtown Chicago just for a few nights and got a hotel down there. And it's like, man, I want to bring my podcast equipment, make sure I get some podcasts in, and, you know, bring my laptop and get some work done. But it's like, at the same time, you also just want to sit back and chill, right? Take in the moment. Walk along Michigan Avenue without having your drone out or without worrying about taking a photo because you literally live here. You know, walk, sit back in the hotel and watch TV in a comfortable bed. That's not your own. Not worrying about having to clean up. Use all the towels. Have fun. You know, things like that. When I say it's out of my budget, it just means, you know, some things you just have to pass on when you're back, right? So your friend's having that party at this club and, you know, if you go out, you're going to spend $20, $30, $40, $50. You got to pass on that, bro. Why? My budget is travel. I got this plane ticket to get here. It was $2,000 round trip, baby, or $1,500 or $1,100. Still, it's a lot of money. Like, I don't mind going out. I don't mind kicking it. I don't mind visiting. But it's expensive. Right? It's an expense that I did not account for, right? My budget is travel. Oh, man, but like, I see you back. You know, you're in Taiwan. You be pouring up, though. Yeah, it's also a lot cheaper to do it out there. Now, you go to America, you could spend $6, $7 on a drink at a bar. Taiwan, I'm spending $1, $2, $3. You know, you buy a shot, you spend $9, $10 a shot. Taiwan, I'm spending, you know, $1, $2. You know, it's just my budget set up a little bit differently. Again, I'm back to visit, back to, you know, hang out, have a good time, see people and all that. But if I'm not back for the full year, if I'm not working 24/7, if I'm not investing at 110%, it's really just not in my budget. And people are like, oh man, you always, I thought you was making a lot of money. I thought you was balling out. Like, no, I'm making enough money to survive, to live, to thrive, just like you guys. And when I come back to visit, like, there are things that you have to prioritize. Right? You can't be out going out partying because, again, everybody's having a party. All your old friends. I'm going here to party. I'm going there to party. I'm doing this event. And it's like, man, I got to, first of all, I live far. So I got to drive here. Got to bring a bottle. Got to bring gifts. Got to buy stuff. It becomes really, really expensive because when you're back home or when you're in your hometown, there are times you just don't do nothing all week. You just stay in the house. You go grocery shopping. I got food in the house. I don't need to leave my house. I go from work to home. Netflix, chill, sleep, rent, repeat, you know? And you know, when you're visiting, it's not like that. It's like everything you do costs money. Unless you're living with mom, no matter who you're living with, you got to spend money. And that's just a reality, something that you just have to deal with and you're faced with. So when expats say it's an expat problem, that's not in my budget. It's not saying that you can't afford it or, you know, just not trying to rock with you like that. It's just literally I have to plan our money. We have to plan my money carefully because things add up a lot faster than anticipated. And there's nothing worse than going back to Taiwan or flying back to whatever country an expat came from broke. And then it's like, man, I got to hustle. I got to get back on my grind. And it's a lot harder to hustle in an international country than it is here. It's hard to get on Uber in Taiwan. First of all, too much traffic and you don't make that much. But you know, I don't know the lay of the land the way I could, you know, bam, let me do a few Ubers in Chicago real quick. Make a quick 100, 200 bucks. Or Lyft, make a quick 100, 200. You know what I'm saying? So that's important. That matters. Number 7. And this is real because I ran into this a few times and another one of my friends, she's an expat. She was like, man, like I don't like being on Facebook. I don't like doing social media, but I have to. And I'm like, why? I miss so many birthdays. We still friends though. But you know, it's like you miss birthdays. You forget. And some birthdays you just don't forget. Mom, sister, brother, grandparents. But man, it's so easy to forget, you know, a friend's birthday. I don't want to say easy, but sometimes you just forget. Again, you get caught up. You're not around things. You know, when you're back home, friends kind of, you see your friends and they're like, yeah, my birthday in 2 weeks. So you're like, oh yeah, that's right. It is. You know, so the reminders, right? And you may or may not be talking to ex-friend or ex-family member consistently like you would if you were back. Or just be around other people who know, like, oh yeah, don't forget such and such birthday is coming up. Or you know, like in that friendship group, you guys going out for drinks or going to see a movie or hanging out at the mall and it just comes up like, yeah, like, man, I'm making these plans for my birthday. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And if you're not on Facebook every day, like sometimes I just don't log into Facebook. I don't want to be bothered with it. Everything, like I said before in another podcast, everything on Facebook isn't positive, right? It's so easy to get caught up in it as an expat and kind of lose yourself and become reliant on Facebook for all your information. And that's not the best source of information, honestly, because so much crap is on Facebook. And there's also a bunch of gems, but it's hard to sift through that sometimes. But man, missing birthdays, that's a real thing. And you do, as an expat, we generally, I know me, I feel bad when I do. Or like I look up on Facebook and I'll see somebody has all these happy birthdays on their Facebook wall. And I'm just like, man, my bad, I forget. Like, all right, cool. I got to text you. I got to call you. And like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Birthday. I don't know, worry about it. But like, we know you're mad. We know you're angry. We know you feel bad about it. You're angry. Like, man, I thought you was my friend. How could you forget? Why aren't you logging to Facebook? But it's like, man, like I just got caught up with life. And if it didn't, you know, if I don't have it set as a reminder on my calendar, which I try to do sometimes you like it pops up, like ignore it because you're in the meeting, or you know, because the time different is different. So in Taiwan, everybody's birthday was a day earlier. So I would always be writing on everybody's wall first. Like, I was the first person to say happy birthday. It's not my birthday yet. Well, it is in Taiwan. You know, so that's an expat problem that we deal with, that we struggle with, that comes up. And again, it's not to be taken personally. It's not, we don't care. We're not trying hard enough. It's just, man, it's a lot of birthdays. Like, it's a lot. A lot of, you know, a lot of people. Like, I have about 20, 30 people's birthdays that I want to remember that I put in my calendar now. But still, sometimes even then I can forget to send the message out. Pops on my calendar, I'm in the middle of something completely different, or I'm just asleep. Wake up, oh yeah, that's cool, I'll send them a long text, or I'll call them when I have time. Then that time just never comes because the time difference, right? The time difference too, like that's key. So that's important. Number eight, guys, and I got two more left. Well, actually, I'm gonna switch it up. So number eight, this is something that comes up in conversation. Sometimes, no, this phrase, y'all ain't got that, or you all don't have that. So yeah, from time to time as an expat, we may reference things that you may or may not know or don't exist in America, right? So when I'm just things you may or may not know about, like we may reference those, like, oh yeah, y'all ain't got that, like in Taiwan we have this. And the same way for America, like, oh, y'all ain't got that in Taiwan, in America we have this, right? Now whether it's a TV show, I'm like, you ain't see that TV show? Yeah, it come on out here all the time. No, I did not watch a TV show. It's not available in Taiwan. It's not available on Hulu Taiwan or Netflix Taiwan. People don't know that Netflix Taiwan has completely different TV show lists than Netflix America, Hulu America, Hulu Taiwan. It's all different based on what they think people in that region or that area will watch. That's how they lay out what TV shows or what options are available. Right. But just like, you know, just like referencing certain things. Like, I remember I was referencing certain types of food from Taiwan or certain types of food from Thailand. Oh, man, y'all ain't got that. Oh, my bad. Like, oh, y'all should get on that. Again, not saying it to sound, you know, better or to be bragging or nothing like that. But it happens. Sometimes we reference or make reference to something, to an event, to people, or to something that happened, or anything that the other person just doesn't know about. And it happens. And I do that a lot. Oh yeah, yeah, like it's right there underneath that thing that I have in my bag right there, but it's something like specific to Taiwan that I only use in Taiwan, right? And that happens and that comes up, and again, it's a problem that we have that we're faced with, and it's not just our problem as well, or not a big problem I want to say, but it happens from the other side as well. People referencing things that we just are out of touch with because we've been gone for however long we've been gone for, right? So I mean, that's important, something to keep in mind. That's the expat problem. And the last one, number nine, and I think this kind of goes without saying, I'm tired. Now I don't say I'm tired like right now, but right now I am kind of tired, but tired. When you come back to visit as an expat, we're tired. And what I mean by that is between jet lag, between all the commitments you're trying to make, most of the times you're coming back during the holidays. That means you got to get gifts. You got to, you know, figure out whose house you're going to. You got to make sure you call everybody. You got to make sure you contact everybody, because if they didn't see your Facebook post, they mad because you didn't tell me you was back. Oh man, I thought we was cool. I thought we was friends. Why you ain't hit me up when you came back, bro? Or man, Carl, I thought we was cool. You've been back for 2 weeks. I haven't seen you. I haven't heard from you. It's honestly, when we come back, most expats, and I'll just speak for myself as an expat, it's a problem. I just want to sit down for like 2-3 days. Sit down with mom, sister, nieces, nephews. Sometimes not even them. Sometimes just with my mom, or sometimes just with my sister, or sometimes just with my boys. 2-3 days. Hey, let's just kick it. Like, I don't want to worry about texting nobody, calling nobody. I just want to be here, sleep, wake up whenever I want to, stretch whenever I want to, do whatever I want to without the pressure of connecting to everybody once I get back. And honestly, just jet lag. Sometimes I used to not get jet lag, you know, when I was younger and I came back. Or no, actually, just sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. But jet lag can affect some people for 1 or 2 days, or it can affect people for multiple days. Like, I'm talking, this time I came back, took me a week to get on a normal sleep pattern, a week to adjust to the food, a week to just adjust to being back. Like, I was falling asleep at 6 o'clock, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 or 5 days in a row. Like, imagine that. Like, you're getting up at 5, everybody's asleep, or everybody's going to work. When everybody's getting off work, or if it's the weekend, when everybody's, you know, ready to hang out, they got their chores done, they fuck up with their family, you asleep. You wake up to 8,000 text messages like, man, what was you at? I thought you was coming out tonight. Or like, what happened to you? You okay? Or man, I was calling, you didn't answer the phone. Like, your mom's looking at you like, I ain't about to wake him up. He's sitting there in his room, he's asleep, or he passed out on the couch watching TV. I know he's jet lag. I'm not going to wake him up. People call him mom. I'm like, what's wrong with your son? This, that, and the third. And you're just like, man, like, I'm just tired. Like, it takes a while to get your bearings, right? And that's a problem that we as expats face, you know, when coming back, or any, and especially not just coming back home, wherever home may be, but also going back, you know, going back to where you were as an expat, right? So when I go from America back to Taiwan, and sometimes I want to get back, you know, the day before work or 2 days before work. Learned my lesson with that. Definitely give yourself about 3, 4, 5 days just to, you know, get back on your schedule, adjust, you know, hug your dog, play with your pets and animals, get back into a rhythm, adjust to the food. Like, all those things matter. But yeah, going back, even that is an adjustment. A time, you know, that you need to just sit back and chill. And like, again, you want to spend as much time back home as you can, but you also, again, you have to learn, like, nah, as much as I want to come back the day before work starts, I know that would kill me. Because you go back, bam, work, full work week, everything's back to the way it was, and your body and your mind and everything's trying to adjust, and it's tough. Like, it's tough, it's hard. It takes a lot of commitment, takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of discipline too. Because again, you can run into bad habits. So, you know what, I try to break that in a few ways. Like, I'm on the plane, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to sleep on the plane when it's, you know, time to go to sleep in America, so that when I wake up, I'll be fully energized for a full day of commitment to just home. I'm awake, I can ride out, see everybody. But then it's like, man, you get off the plane like that and you're moving and you're going around seeing all these different places, it catches up to you. The next day you're like, I'm tired. Or you end up sleeping all day the next day and you wake up at night, and then your schedule's definitely off. So I mean, you really have to find what works for you as an individual and find what works for you and what you're trying to accomplish while you're back. When it's not always, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's tough. And sometimes you got to sit back, and as an expat, you're just tired. Like, and that your rest and your mental wellness, all those things are important. So those are my 9, you know, expat problems that I feel like a lot of expats go through that some people may not know. Or as an expat, you just may not think about or see as a problem, or even recognize or realize it yourself. These are some things that, you know, I kind of came up with and I made from talking to different people and hearing their stories and figuring those things out. So again, yeah, sometimes all of our stories are about traveling are bad. If your expat friend needs a ride to the airport, cut him or her some slack. Like, get them there, help them out, throw them a bone. Taxes, whew, enough said about that. Yeah, sometimes we may or may not forget where you live are bad. It's hard to date, again, period. I think it's hard to date for everybody, honestly, but as an expat, it's even harder. That's out of our budget sometimes. Our budget is travel. That's what it is. We missed your birthday, our bad. Again, cut us some slack. And when y'all ain't got that, our bad. Sometimes we reference things that we don't know. Our apologies. And then lastly, I'm tired. But I'm never tired of podcasting and talking to you guys. Again, thank you guys for all the feedback. If you haven't, make sure you click the links in the description of each and every podcast, especially the big project that we're trying to work on this year for CP Travels, and the big project for the Black Expat that we're trying to do. We're still fundraising, and we're still, you know, looking for investors and all that cool stuff. So check out our Instagram stories. We update those. Check out cptravels.com. Join us in Greece this November. Join us in Amsterdam in April. Join us in Taiwan in May. Again, we're everywhere. We're traveling. We're out here living adventurously, seeing things, taking groups of people to places that they've never been and giving them experiences of a lifetime. So make sure you get on board. Make sure you share this podcast. Make sure you share it on SoundCloud. Download it. Tell your friend. If you sit next to somebody, you got the phone out, or you're in the car, pull up your phone. Go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe. Go to SoundCloud, subscribe. Go to Pocket Cast, subscribe. And give me feedback. Facebook, Instagram, however you want to do it. Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot nowadays, especially here back in America. Twitter's a thing, more so than in Taiwan. But again, thank you guys for rocking with me. I'm Carl, the Black Expat. We out here.